This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools, all made to fast-track your success. Put the go in your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and start your free trial today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's about a shooting near schools in Mesquite. Police got a call this afternoon around 2 hours ago in City Lake Park. They found two men shot. They survived, went to the hospital. They had District Mesquite High School and a couple of other schools into secure status. They locked the doors. Wouldn't let anybody get out.
In other news today, chaotic and frightening scene in Southlake where police say someone drove the wrong way, hitting several cars before pulling out a rifle and opening fire.
Southlake DPS got a call about a wrong-way driver on Southlake Boulevard. Officer Brad Upmore says that driver led to a crash.
That crash escalated into an altercation, and that altercation escalated into shots being fired.
That's a busy area near the center of South Lake, and people nearby heard what was happening.
They always say you think it's fireworks, and you're like looking your rear view mirror, and you're like, oh my gosh, like people are scattering. Those are gunshots.
An officer returned fire, but nobody was hurt. South Lake DPS has arrested a suspect. In South Lake, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And police are now telling us the man under arrest is 19-year-old Sean Jordan of Colleyville.
404 Texas Education Agency votes to let Bible teaching in elementary schools.
In an 8-7 vote, the curriculum adopted by the board is optional for schools to adopt, but they will receive additional funding if they do. The material draws on lessons from Christianity more than any other religion in the proposed reading and language arts classes for kindergarten through fifth grade. But Amanda Tyler with the Baptist Joint Committee for Religious Liberty opposes the move.
Texas public schools are not Christian Sunday schools. And so it infringes on religious freedom to teach these Bible stories in ways that will be devotional because of the way that they're not really relevant to the subject matter that is being taught.
Supporters argue the Bible is a core feature of American history and that teaching it will enrich students' learning. This move will most likely be played out in the courts. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
What does the State Teachers Union think about all this?
Nicole Hill with Texas AFT says these materials are not only unconstitutional by violating rules regarding church and state, they put Texas teachers in a very uncomfortable position.
Of having to teach things, potentially, that are not accessible, they're not inclusive to all the students in their classrooms. And that is a real violation of our work as educators.
She says teachers have a code of ethics, and one of the standards is they will not exclude a student from participation in a program, nor give anyone an advantage based on their race, color, gender, or religion. And she says these materials violate that code. From the 24-Hour News Center, Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Opponents of the new abortion law in Texas are back in the docket thanks to the Supreme Court of Texas.
The High Court says an appeals court was too quick to dismiss a lawsuit brought by Planned Parenthood and others against Texas Right to Life. The suit involves the part of SB 8 that allows any Texas resident to sue anyone involved in an abortion in Texas. Planned Parenthood says Texas Right to Life has prepared dozens of lawsuits just waiting waiting to be filed. A lower court ruled the case is not about abortion, but about civil procedure. And the Supreme Court says that procedure was not followed when the appeals court allowed the suit to be dismissed. Supreme Court hinted it will likely decide the matter, but sent the case back with instructions to follow the appropriate channels first. From the 24-hour News Center, LP Phillips News Radio, 1080 KRLD.
All right, we are in full swing holiday season. So if you are headed to the big airport, DFW, if you're going out of Terminal A or B, it's going to take you less than 10 minutes to get through TSA. Terminal C, same situation. But if you're going through Terminal D, watch out now. It's closed for D30. That means TSA is closed at gate D30. D22 and D18 are open, but they're both going to take you about 20 minutes or less. And that's the same situation for all of the TSA screening gates at Terminal E. For Dallas-Fort Worth International, they've had 172 delays today, zero cancellations. If you're headed out of Dallas Love Field, it'll take you 5 minutes or less to get through TSA. They've had 60 delays today and two cancellations so far.
Speaking of DFW, they're planning for a record number of travelers over Thanksgiving, and today is the getaway day for a lot of people.
If I hadn't been traveling for work, I would have definitely flown in yesterday. Knowing now what I didn't know then, honestly, I didn't even consider it. We have a grand opening in Pittsburgh, and so I really have no choice.
If you're planning to travel, DFW says show up at least 2 hours early. You can check the security wait times and prepay for parking and track shuttle buses on their app and on their website. And we give it to you twice an hour here at KRLD. They're expecting 3 million people to pass through over the next week and a half. Traveling out of town on vacation isn't just for checking out the sights of a place any longer. A new report in Booking.com finds a lot of travelers plan to go to places where they can do other things like take trips to enhance their lives. It says these retreats are more popular than ever. More than half of Americans say they'd be willing to take trips that are meant to help their health and help them live longer lives. 57% say they want their vacations to learn techniques that they can take home and use in their day-to-day lives.
And how about this kind of travel? A 10-minute ride to the edge of space for six passengers in the latest Blue Origin space tourism launch from West Texas. Now, among those on board, Emily Calandrelli, an MIT engineer and TV host known as the Space Gal.
Oh, my gosh. And we got to weightlessness. I immediately turned upside down and looked at the planet. And then there was so much blackness. There was so much space. I didn't expect to see so much space.
The passengers also included a married couple flying for their second time, a contest winner, an entrepreneur, and a Canadian business executive.
Time now for the KRLD Cowboys Report.
I'm Chris Strong with today's Cowboys Report. The Dallas Cowboys will find a familiar face on the sideline this Sunday as former defensive coordinator Dan Quinn will look to shut down a roster that he is very familiar with as head coach of the Washington Commanders. Quinn spoke Friday on some Cowboys that have stood out to him this season.
And then defensively, man, I've been impressed by Overshown from their linebacker spot. I thought that would happen. I saw so much of that from Texas at the speed, the covering ability, the blitzing ability. So I thought that was there. And then with the addition of Bland and Trey, I think, you know, these are ball hawks that, you know, on the outside that have had demonstrated, you know, turnover potential.
An injury-riddled Cowboys defense has struggled through Week 11, allowing 365 yards per game, the sixth most in the NFL. Cornerback Deron Bland is expected to return from injury this Sunday as the Cowboys take on the Commanders with a kickoff at high noon. With your Cowboys report, I'm Chris Strong.
Two men convicted on smuggling people.
Prosecutors say Harsh Kumar Ramanlal Patel, an Indian national, and Steve Shand of Florida were part of an illegal operation that brought Indian families over the Canadian border on foot into the U.S. In January of 2022, an Indian couple and their two children, ages 3 and 11, froze to death during a blizzard north of the Minnesota border. Canadian authorities found their bodies. Patel and Shand each face up to 35 years in prison. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Well, a Mexican cartel leader who faked his own death to live a life of luxury has been arrested after feds found him living in California. Cristian Fernando Gutierrez Ochoa worked for the Jalisco New Generational Cartel, shipping meth and cocaine from Mexico into the U.S. for his father-in-law. Cartel leader known as El Mencho. Now, El Mencho helped him escape by telling associates he had killed him for lying.
Texas Land Commissioner Don Buckingham has already offered up 1,400 acres for the next administration to put in a detention facility. That way the federal government can house people in the process of getting kicked out of the country. Now Buckingham is offering even more Texas land. She told ABC News that her commission controls 13 million acres, and if any of those acres can help, they can have a talk about using any of that land.
Well, the weather is just lovely around here, but that bomb cyclone weather pattern continues to hit Washington State, where two people have now died.
Round two of rain and strong wind gusts in areas still recovering just outside Seattle. In the town of Sammamish, the constant buzz of generators and chainsaws, freshly downed trees and power lines, every traffic signal is out, and a scramble to find internet service. Dozens of people parked outside one Starbucks just to check email.
We're cut off for communication. No TV, no internet. Cell phone doesn't even work.
Power crews now hoping to restore power in time for Thanksgiving. Luke Ducey for CBS News, Sammamish.
Meantime, the weather system's also affecting Oregon, Northern California. It's sticking around.
As we head into the coming days, we'll continue to keep a close eye on downed trees and power outages widespread throughout our communities from Seattle down into Portland, Oregon, and down into the Bay Area, too. Now, mind you, this exact same system has brought in heavy rain and snow and winds so far throughout the Pacific Northwest.
That's Jessica Birch reporting.
Well, a civil court jury in Ireland has ordered mixed martial arts fighter Conor McGregor to pay about $250,000 to a woman who accused him of sexual assault.
Nikita Hand said she thought she was going to die when Conor McGregor attacked her in a penthouse suite after a Christmas party. She told the jury she believed she would never see her daughter again as the athlete repeatedly choked her, pinned her down, and ripped off her clothes. McGregor has always claimed it was consensual sex, but a jury found he did assault her. Speaking on the court steps, Ms. Hand said she had finally been vindicated.
And McGregor says he plans to appeal the decision.
When we talk about drug and alcohol abuse, we tend to focus mostly on the actual abusers. We rarely hear about the damage that those addicts cause to their families. A new study finds one in three people has suffered from some kind of harm because of another person's drinking. Around 10% say they've been harmed by one of their loved ones' drug abuse. This comes to about 160 million hurt people in this country. Those pains can range anywhere from family and marriage issues to money lost and drunk driving wrecks. 30% of people say the harm comes from both drugs and alcohol.
KRLD News Time, 424. Let's check your money with David Johnson at 454. But right now, Bloomberg's Nancy Lyon.
Kristen, blue chip stocks and small caps led today's advance on Wall Street, with the Dow posting a new record. It was up 426 points. The S&P rose 21. The Nasdaq gained 31. The dollar today extended its gains into an eighth week. That's the currency's longest run of the year. And crude oil futures were up 1.5% to $71.18 a barrel. Gap was a strong performer with shares today up close to 13%. The company is anticipating a strong year in sales, revising its long-range growth forecast from under 1% to now as much as 2%. According to company executives, they're running a fundamentally better business than last year. And how much money do you need to make a year to consider yourself financially successful? Well, Empower took a survey and found the average American thinks you need to make just over $270,000 a year. But there are huge disparities among generations. Boomers say you need $100,000. Gen Zers say $600,000. I'm Nancy Lyons with Bloomberg Business on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
What do the Gen Zers know that we don't? For those of us in the Millennials or Gen X generation.
Exactly.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.